This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The 17th edition of BRICS Summit begins tonight at Rio de Janeiro to enhance cooperation among the member countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the summit and deliberate on the BRICS agenda. During the summit, discussion will take place on several issues, including global governance reforms, climate change challenges, and artificial intelligence, among others. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with other world leaders on the sidelines. After attending the two-day summit, Mr. Modi will head for a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold meetings with the Brazilian President, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, on deepening strategic ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi reached Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this morning on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Argentina. More from our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering Prime Minister's Brazil visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astra Light rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Earlier, on the third leg of his visit to Argentina, Prime Minister Modi held a productive meeting with the President Javier Milei yesterday. India and Argentina have agreed to further deepen their strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields. Prior to his visit to Argentina, Prime Minister Modi had also completed productive visits to Trinidad and Tobago as well as Ghana. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah emphasized the vital role of cooperative societies in driving the country's economic development. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating various development works of Amul and the National Dairy Development Board at Anand in Gujarat on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also paid tribute to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today.
देश की जनता श्यामा प्रसाद जी को कश्मीर के साथ जोड़कर देख रही है। वो उचित ही है क्योंकि श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी न होते तो कश्मीर कभी भी देश का अभिन्न हिस्सा न बनता। वो ही एक नेता था जिसने देश में दो प्रधान दो विधान दो निशान नहीं चलेंगे नारे के साथ अपने स्वयं का बलिदान कश्मीर के लिए देने का काम किया।
Heavy rain lashed parts of Delhi today, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching heat. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh over the next 2 days. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for these regions till Tuesday. In Himachal Pradesh, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Mandi, Kangra and Sirmaur districts, while a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in 9 districts including Shimla, Solan and Hamirpur. In the United States, the death toll in the devastating flash flood in central Texas has reached 51, including 51 children. Search operation is underway for missing persons, including 27 girls from Camp Mystic, a summer camp in Kerr County along the Guadalupe River. The Ashura-i-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions, who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. In cricket, India are holding commanding position against host England in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The start of the play on day 5 has been delayed due to rain. The hosts will be resuming their second innings for on 72 for 3 while still raining, trailing by massive 536 runs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.